The report is out. The investigation finds officials at Penn State had total disregard for the safety and welfare of the children being abused by former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky.
With us live on the Como Newsline right now is clinical psychologist Carla Van Dam with Thurston County. Carla, what goes through your mind when you hear about this systemic pattern where people in authority just kind of look the other way and looked out for their own interests first?
Well, I'd say that is typically the pattern. That's what happened in the Catholic Church and is still happening in the Catholic Church. That's what's happened and is still happening. And you'll hear those cases in the LA school district. But anywhere where this happens, it appears that initially supervisors fail to do the right thing, which is they fail to report the behavior to the authorities. And then after that, they get co-opted because they then fear lawsuits themselves.
In this particular case, the report says they were hiding the information to avoid bad publicity. Is there something more to it, do you think?
Well, nobody likes to be accused of doing something wrong, and so that's typically what will happen. And once they've done it, failed to do the right thing to begin with, then they go on covering up their tracks because then they fear legal lawsuits.
What does this do?
And the only way to stop this from continuing is to, in the modern system, is through civil lawsuits that force organizations to have proper personnel policies. So any failure to follow through would lead to immediate firing.
What's the residual impact on the victims later in their lives after they have found that people they thought they could trust were victimizing them?
Well, the literature is fairly consistent in saying that if it weren't for child sexual abuse and other types of abuse, it's the secrecy and the isolation, the shame, the re-victimization by everyone because one is not believed, one is the silence and the secrecy about it, the loss of empowerment, is that probably most of the problems, the psychiatric problems of our society would go away if we didn't have abuse. There'd be a few other psychiatric disorders, but mostly people would be able to carry on with their lives much easier.